In Hollywood, a federal grand jury investigation reportedly has the entertainment industry on edge. The investigation centers on a complex drama that started with a dead fish meant to discourage a reporter and is unfolding into what may be the reality version of a bad detective movie for some big names in Hollywood. There's a swaggering private eye, some well-known celebrities, G-men from the FBI, and a few Armani-clad entertainment lawyers. And the plot involves wiretapping and intimidation allegations that could reveal a very seamy underside of modern American show business. But let's go back to that dead fish, which is where this story begins. And we'll introduce Janet Sprintz of Daily Variety, who's been reporting this story. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, we have a fish along with a dead rose and a sign saying stop put on the car of an LA Times reporter.
That's exactly what happened. Anita Bush, a reporter for the Los Angeles Times, was investigating the connection between Steven Seagal, the actor, and the mob. In the course of her reporting, she walks out one day and finds the dead fish, the rose, and the sign saying stop on her windshield. She goes to the police, and they fairly quickly arrest a kind of a low-level ex-con, and surprise, he says he's been hired by Steven Seagal and Juan Anthony Pelicano to intimidate her.
And who is Anthony Pelicano?
Anthony Pelicano is out of central casting for Private Eye to the Stars. He's probably the only private eye in Hollywood anyone in the public has heard of. He's a very colorful guy. He's from the mean streets of Chicago, and he's worked for virtually every entertainment lawyer out there and represented some very high-profile clients over the last 20 years.
So then what happens? How does this story devolve or evolve?
Well, Pelicano denies any connection to intimidating Anita, but the FBI raids his office and they find some very, very interesting things. In a safe, they find hand grenades, C4, a cache of weapons. They also find what appears to be the equivalent of millions and millions of pages of transcripts of illegal wiretaps.
So why is everyone in Hollywood worried about this? If it's just Anthony Pelicano wiretapping, if he goes down for this, why is everyone else worried about it?
Well, there's a grand jury that right now is investigating whether Anthony Pelicano did these wiretaps with the knowledge or at the direction of his very high-profile entertainment lawyer clients. One lawyer, Burt Fields, probably the preeminent entertainment lawyer who's represented everyone from Michael Jackson, to Warren Beatty, to Dustin Hoffman, to Jeffrey Katzenberg, has already acknowledged that the FBI, has spoken to them about the wiretaps, and he vehemently denies knowing about them. But it's not just Burt. Quite a few lawyers in Hollywood over the years have used Anthony Pelicano, and now it's become kind of a guessing game. Were you interviewed by the FBI? Have you testified to the grand jury? Have you been subpoenaed? So I think there's this fear that what started with Anthony Pelicano is going to threaten really the upper echelon of entertainment lawyers, and it could get even bigger than that if it turns out that, clients knew that Anthony Pelicano was doing wiretaps on their behalf. And if that's the case, then it is a truly giant scandal.
Janet Sprintz of Daily Variety, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.